share with you something the Lord's put on my heart earlier this morning. I thank God for the house of God. Services like this that have such a restfulness and a peacefulness, strength, are so encouraging to my heart. There's a retired pastor that I read, he sends out a weekly devotional. And he isn't a Baptist pastor, but he has fed my heart on many occasions. And I read one of his devotionals this morning early. And he was talking about the house of God and how God strengthens our hearts in His house. And my mind went to Psalm 92. If you'll take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 92. I always pay attention to the titles of the Psalms. Sometimes it gives you a lot of insight. If you'll notice the title to Psalm 92 says a psalm or a song for the Sabbath day. The psalmist is talking about something for him on the Sabbath day. I realized that after the resurrection, we worship on the Lord's day. So I can see this psalm being a psalm or a song for the Lord's day. I want you to pay attention to what he says. The psalmist said it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doeth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Can I stop just a minute? Are you getting the idea of what the psalmist is saying? The psalmist is saying, Lord, when I gather in your house, there is something that changes my heart. When I, on the Sabbath day, or I can say on the Lord's day, when I see the Lord, something begins to happen. I've made strong. That's what he meant in verse 10. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. The psalmist is saying, I find strength in you and your presence. He says, I'm reminded that your enemies will be defeated. I'm reminded just how great that your works are. Verse 11, he says, but I also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The psalmist is saying, I gather together in your house, and I'm reminded there's coming a day when all the enemies will be defeated. There's coming a day that all that rises against me as your child will be put down. That can mean a lot of things. That can mean sickness and sorrows. That can mean the attacks of the enemy. All that rises, fights against me, will one day be put down. Verse 12, he says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Listen, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. He said there is a blessing that comes from just being in the house of God. I'm afraid that a lot of people have lost their hunger and their desire for the house of God. But there is something deep in my heart and my soul that draws me here. I get up on a Sunday morning. I don't hesitate. But I realize I'm going to God's house. Sometimes sickness happens. Sometimes folk take a vacation, and I understand that. But there is still that that yearning and that longing just to gather in God's house. And the psalmist said, that'll cause you to flourish like a tree. It'll bless you. It'll help you. It'll encourage you. And it'll strengthen you. He said in verse 14, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Psalmist says it'll bless you for a lifetime. Even in your old age, God will still bless you through being in the house of God. Said to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. I want to tell you something personally today. I've been strengthened by being in God's house today. I've been encouraged just to hear the Word of God taught, challenging my heart, to hear the songs, to hear the testimonies, just to be in the atmosphere has encouraged my heart. If somebody would have met me at the door today and said, I tell you what, I'll give you $20,000 just to go back home, I wouldn't have took it, because you can't put a price on what God does in your heart here in His house. I'm encouraged today. I'm challenged today. I'm strengthened today just by being in the house of the Lord. The psalmist said, those that shall be planted or that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I want my life to flourish. I want my life to make a difference. And he says it'll happen when you plant yourself in the house of the Lord. I think that's a pretty good psalm for the Sabbath day or for the Lord's day. What an encouragement. That's all of my heart. That's all the Lord has given me.